January 27th, Donald Trump signed an executive order that denied admission to citizens from 7 majority Muslim countries, suspended refugee admission for 90 days, and stopped U.S. green card holders from re-entering the country. That last provision was later halted by 4 federal courts. The next day, protests erupted at several U.S. international airports, including JFK, San Francisco, Denver, and Dallas. Thousands of people flocked to DFW Airport, some of them UTD students. Anu Amandi is a computer science junior who attended the march.
I was reading about how, like, specifically at DFW, there was a grandmother who was detained since the morning, and her, like, three granddaughters were, like, waiting at the airport, and there were just all these different stories of someone who was coming to visit their sick mother, and, like, someone's parents who were coming, and all these families that were separated, and I was, like, very affected by it, because I personally am a green card holder, but from India, so it doesn't directly affect me, but I was like, this is crazy, I can't believe this is happening. So when I saw that there was a protest and there was something I could do, I was like, I need to go to this.
When White House Chief of Staff Rince Priebus remarked to CBS that Pakistan may soon be added to the banned list, Amandi was inspired to get involved.
Like, I have friends who are from Pakistan and have Pakistani passports and are green card holders, but you know, they're afraid to go visit their grandparents or, like, literally leave the country for anything just because they don't know if they'll be let back in. So it definitely does affect a portion of our student population.
Protesters held signs and periodically chanted for the release of those who had been detained at the airport.
I think the sign that I held said, "When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty," which is a Thomas Jefferson quote. Which I think was really the mood of a lot of folks there who had never really come out to protest like this before.
That's Harish Chowdhury, an international political economy sophomore who also attended the event. Trump's executive order has been called a Muslim ban. In a White House press release, Trump denied the label. Nancy Fairbank, a political science senior and protest attendee, does not buy the White House's denial of that term.
I think that with this executive order, President Trump is playing intentionally to people's fears about those that practice Islam as a religious faith. While the order does not specifically mention banning Muslims, it's cool that the people in these countries are Muslim majorities. And Rudy Giuliani even said in an interview that Trump said, "We want to have this Muslim ban, how do we make it legal?" And you make it legal by taking out that language about being Muslim and just make it banning people from these countries.
Ever since the election in November, Fairbank has noticed a rise in student activism on campus.
I think there is a relatively active or becoming more active community at UT Dallas that wants to attend protests like this, that wants to be politically active and stand up for marginalized communities. So I was surprised and impressed with how many other students from UT Dallas that I saw there personally or that I know went.
In the wake of the executive order, many immigration lawyers offered their expertise pro bono at international airports around the country, working in the airports in an attempt to obtain the release of those who were detained. Amandi, a student government senator, encourages students to seek the legal services available on campus.
We have immigration lawyers on campus that are there for any students who have, like, questions about this, although it's very new and people don't have a lot of information. I'm sure if students have some questions, they should definitely reach out to them. They're there to serve the students' needs.
For the Mercury Midday News, I'm Kara Santucci. Additional reporting by Ian Siemens.